Thank you very much, Irene, and thank you every one of you for coming. It feels like coming back home. I know a good number of you here, and it's very wonderful to see everybody back there, because I remember from Antioch Retreat a few years ago, and seeing the young people is a sign that the church will continue to grow, and that the work of the Spirit is going to continue. So thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Light of Life Ministry, for putting this together. It's very wonderful to be here. Thank you very much. I told Emily when I was just right before we began singing, I said, I'm only going to preach for 5 minutes. And when has that ever happened? I preach for 5 minutes. Our reputation for going very, very long, actually, like sometimes 40 minutes in a parish. So, just as a spirit leads us, we'll go with the Spirit. Okay, good. So we'll go with the Spirit. In the last 2 weeks, we've been preparing yourself for this special gift of the Holy Spirit. And you've done that through prayer, gathering here in worship. And we're gathered here this evening to call upon the Holy Spirit to fill each one of us so that we can be His witnesses around the world. A few weeks ago, I was saying mass for my high school students, Bishop W. High school students. I said mass for them every Friday morning. And at the beginning of my homily, I asked them, has any one of you ever been high? And the whole room, the whole church was so quiet. Then quiet. And I raised my hands and I said, I have been. And they just looked at each other like, okay, wait a minute before you think you just had a confession of Father Baker using drugs. I don't mean high in that way. High in the Holy Spirit. Alright? Has anyone ever been high in the Holy Spirit? Yeah. I have. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit gives us a high. But that high is also peaceful. And that's what we all want in our lives. Jesus says to us, I have come that you may have life and have abundant life. That you may have life and have abundant life. How many of you want to experience change in your lives tonight? How do you? And I think my life is okay the way it is. But the question is it 100% the way Jesus wants it to be? I know mine is not. That's why I keep praying always for the Holy Spirit to fill me. It's not 100% where it needs to be. Then Jesus makes that promise to us that I will give you abundant life. I want you to live abundantly. That's Jesus' promise to us. That's why we call on the Holy Spirit to fill us, to enable us, that we may live abundantly. And that's why tonight I say, and I hope you say, that begun life of fear, life of frustration, life of pain, life of illness, life of troubles. I want to live abundantly as Jesus wants me to live. Very often, we accept the way things are and live in our misery. So much so that our problems, our troubles, our difficulties actually define our lives. When you ask somebody, oh, how are you doing today? Oh, I just had a hip replacement, and then that person put me on this medication, and I'm going to get on this, and I'm going to get on that. I need to see this doctor here, I need to see that. That begins to define our lives. But we want something more because Jesus has promised. happy and abundant lives. That's his promise to us. Very often we live in fear. We let fear control our lives. We let fear lead us. Yet the Bible tells us that we have not received the spirit of timidity. The spirit that you and I have received. The spirit of Jesus Christ. The spirit of the resurrection. Is a spirit of boldness. Is a spirit of power. As Jesus again and again tells us in the gospel. We heard that last Sunday. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will receive power. Stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from above. And that's the power that each one of us seek tonight. And I guess someone said amen to that. We seek that power that will enable us to be witnesses. We seek that power that will enable us to live abundant lives in Jesus Christ. We seek that power that liberates us from the bondage of sin, that liberates us from the bondage of illness, that liberates us from the bondage of pain, that liberates us from the bondage of depression, and makes us free to be witnesses of the gospel. Amen. That's the power that we seek tonight. That's why we are gathered here. We are gathered here to ask Jesus to fulfill the promise that he himself has made for us. I will send you power from above. I will send you the Holy Spirit. He will be your advocate. We need someone to advocate for us. We can't be ourselves. And the Holy Spirit is there in you now. I will send you the teacher. The Holy Spirit is there to teach us. I will send you the comforter. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort us. That's what we say tonight. We are not doing anything crazy. Sometimes one thing we are. And that's okay. Crazy for the Lord is great. We are here to live the promise of Jesus Christ. That he will give us that spirit. And it is that spirit that Jesus gives to us that will transform our lives, that will change our lives and enable us to be witnesses. And the world needs a lot of witnesses. Turn around and look around the world and you see that we are really desperately in need of witnesses. We need to start changing things, but that change begins from us. We can't do it if we are living in fear. We only do it if we are living in freedom. And that was what changed in the lives of the apostles on Pentecost Sunday. They were no longer living in fear. They were now living in freedom. And Jesus calls us to live in that freedom so that we can begin to affect change in the world. Very often as Christians here, we act as cowards, right? We are afraid of speaking up about our faith. We are afraid of living our faith. Sometimes, unfortunately, even among us fellow Christians or even fellow Catholics, oh, I don't want to think at all, I'm sure. I'm also holy, I'm also religious, and all that. Right? What's the problem with that? There's no problem with that. Even Jesus' family thought it was crazy. Right? So his family would think that he must be a great man. How much more in front of us? That's okay. But the important thing is that we live in the Spirit. And that means you have to open ourselves to let the Spirit in. Jesus is not going to force that Spirit on any one of us. One of the greatest things we've done in this world, so we have to open up.
We have to say to the Spirit, I want you to come and fill me. I want you to come and use me. I want you to come and change my life. I'm tired of living the way I have been living. I want the Holy Spirit to change me. We have to ask for that. And that's what we are going to do tonight. To ask the Holy Spirit to pour, to come upon us, not in single portions, not in double portions, triple portions. I want to have a triple portion. That's so much needed right now. So I invite you to open yourselves to that. Don't be afraid. Fear is not a spirit of God. Don't be afraid. Very often when we pray, for people, they become afraid, they begin to fight in, they begin to struggle. Nothing's going to happen to you rather than the Holy Spirit changing your life. So I just want you to change my life, and I'm going to let go. That's why sometimes it's great when this happens with among younger people, right? Like I remember the Antioch retreat in 2009, Preston County. The young people didn't know what was coming. We just gathered, holding our hands and praying, forming a circle of love and just praying, and we experienced the second Pentecost. And we want the second Pentecost tonight. We have to want it. I do. Do you? Yes. We have to want it. That's what we're going to do here in a few moments. We're going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to fill each one of us with His gifts, to help us be His witnesses, to help us live abundant lives. And we'll begin with a prayer of commitment. It's important to always recommit ourselves to Jesus. Commit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. And denounce everything that holds us back. Sometimes we think the things that hold us back are only evil things, right? Good things also sometimes hold us back. Family sometimes hold us back. Our jobs sometimes hold us back. Sports hold us back. Right? So, we want to recommit ourselves. Not let anything hold us back. And just soak in the Holy Spirit. And let Him fill each one of us and use us to be His witnesses here in Morgantown, around the houses of William Charleston, and all over the world. So much need for witnessing. We just see the declining number of people in the churches. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have also want to be right and be at church on Sunday morning, right, or Sunday evening. So we need a lot of witnesses here in West Virginia. Faith is so looked on in a lot of places here in West Virginia. Faith is really, really looked on here. So each one of us is called in a special way to be a witness, to bring back alive the faith in those whose faith has become weak. And we can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Last Sunday we celebrated the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. His returning to the Father left each one of us with a mission. We are His body. The world. We are His eyes in the world. We are His voice in the world. We are His face in the world. We are His hands in the world. We are His feet in the world. Are we ready to be all of that? Perhaps not. Not yet. Perhaps not yet. But the Holy Spirit will help us be that. That's my prayer tonight. And I pray tonight especially for each one of you, that you will receive the joy of the Spirit, that you will live abundantly in the fullness of joy that only Jesus Christ gives us.
Amen. Thank you.